an awesome plan.
And I have ears to hear.
Eyes to see.
And my heart is perceiving. You're about to communicate to me. The awesomeness of what's happening. In the United States of America. And all of these nations. That we lift up before you. Because your plan is great. In Jesus' name we pray. The word that I heard was Ephesians 4:20. And it's a scripture that you all know. But I'm going to be using the Passion Translation. And, excuse me. Verse 20 says, but this is not the way life that Christ has... Ephesians 3:20. I've got the wrong corner.
Mm-hmm. You're on 3:20, Kim?
3:20, yeah. Mm-hmm. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. That fits what you talked about. Mm-hmm. So again, never doubt God's mighty power. Now the doubts are really seeds of fear.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when they are operating on you and me, mm-hmm. the desire is to crush mm-hmm. whatever God had planned. So the doubts need to be dealt with first. And to work in you to accomplish all this, he will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request and your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imaginations. He will undo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you, even when you got a woman or a pastor that's aging, they still have Holy Ghost power in them. Amen. Okay? Amen. And that includes you, girl.
Amen.
Now we offer up to God all the glorious praise that rises from every church in every generation through Jesus Christ, and all that will yet be manifest through time and eternity. Amen.
Amen.
Now I want to back it up a little bit, because Paul is praying for the overflow in verse 14. He says, I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father and child in heaven and on earth. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your inmost being with his divine might and explosive power. Now, see, when we look at this version of the word, the extra words really hit home, because it kind of spreads the truth to a new level, mm-hmm. so that it's not a formula from legalism. Mm-hmm. It is your everyday emotional feelings that he's exposing. Now, are you familiar with this particular Passion Translation?
No.
No. Do you remember Brian Simmons, who had a church in Westfield? Mm-hmm. He's the one that was commissioned of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And he's working with a team, and this is the end result.
Okay. It breaks down. I could still follow you,
But it gives you more.
But I know exactly what it is. Like, yeah. Just breaking it down
mm-hmm.
to a level where you anybody could understand.
Yeah. Well, that's the goal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So last fall, these girls treated me for a birthday present. So I've had this since last fall.
Mm-hmm.
And it has helped to bring out some things. Plus, there's another bonus. On the same page
mm-hmm.
is the footnotes.
Okay.
You don't have to fiddle back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the footnotes can really irritate you because they're right precise with the translation of the original,
mm-hmm.
which the Lampsa Bible, the Aramaic Bible, and it's quoted by the verses, etc.
Yeah.
So that is cool. Verse 16, I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your inmost being.
Amen.
That's what you experience.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
And explosive power. Then by constantly using your faith, notice it's constantly,
mm-hmm.
you can't let go.
Mm-hmm.
The life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Now, before you came, we were talking about Gail's sister who's in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been there since July 24th, so it's been a long haul.
Uh-huh.
But today, she had some pick-me-up that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's the prayers of the saints.
Amen.
Okay? Verse 18, 19, then you will be empowered to discover what every Holy One experiences. The great magnitude of his astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. So here you're seeing the magnitude of his love and how he reaches us because he never gives up.
Mm-hmm.
We have a tendency to hold on to something
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden the doubt comes in. Says, well, it mustn't have been God.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Maybe you missed it. Maybe you really, you know, my friend really did see a church over there, and until you see it, it's not yours yet.
Right, right.
Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Then you will be empowered to discover what every Holy One experiences. Every what?
Holy One.
Who's the Holy One?
Oh, us. Yeah.
Yeah, it's me. It's you.
Yeah.
Okay? The great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measurement. Endless love without measurement. That transcends our understanding. Now that I can take to the bank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God.
Wow.
That's your future.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still working on us.
Mm-hmm.
He's working on every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And again, another piece of the puzzle that I was sharing is the woman at the well had five husbands, and we don't know how many boyfriends or whatever else she got involved in.
Mm-hmm.
So what was she required to have? The only requirement was living water.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Well, who's living water? It's Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So Holy Spirit did a job on her
mm-hmm.
and changed her village, okay, and changed her.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned through a person that was sharing the history of this woman, she is recorded to have gone to Egypt. And the Egyptian church, the Coptic church, have records like Paul's letters.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote or had people write for her, whatever, however.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a mighty woman and an evangelist in Egypt, which I never knew.
Wow.
And I thought that's pretty cool.
That is.
You know, Because again, she couldn't function in her town. Mm-hmm. Because you know the mouth.
Right.
And all the complainers.
Right.
Okay? After all, who in the hell does she think she is?
Exactly.
You know, we know her ex-husbands. We know how many babies she had.
Right.
You know, where is her value? Mm-hmm. In Egypt, she was valuable.
Amen.
In Egypt, she could pour out the love of God because she had lived it and experienced it. Mm-hmm. Verse 20, never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all. So you're in for a lot more than a floor. I'll leave it there. For his miraculous power constantly energizes. So I'm now the energizer Christian, not the bunny. Okay? Try it on. Say he's constantly energizing me.
Energizing
not the bunny.
Not the bunny.
I have perfect power.
I have perfect power.
Coming from my papa.
Coming from my papa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 21. Now we offer up to God all the glorious praise that rises from every church in every generation through Jesus Christ, and all that will yet be manifest through time and eternity. Now, the reason I went here is because of a word of knowledge that he pushed into me, and he was actually pushing me because I listened to a gentleman named Johnny Enlow. Mm-hmm. You're familiar with Johnny Enlow?
No.
Oh, yeah. He's on the Elijah list, mm-hmm. Okay? I don't know if you know Steve Schultz.
Yes.
Was a protege of the pastor that I knew very well from Pinecrest.
Okay.
And so we have a backdoor connection. Mm-hmm. Not that I've ever met him. That's not the point. Except I know the background. And when you know the background, that gives you a foundation because you know that Wade Taylor was a very precious man of God, wrote many books, blah, blah, blah. I could go on. So here we go. We're going to Daniel chapter 7. And now I'm going to use the NIV because they haven't finished the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, yet. The only book of the Old Testament that they have done is Isaiah. Well, obviously, Daniel is not done yet, I don't believe. And they're still working with this team. And they're dedicated to work, I think, something like 5 days a week. So they're working on it. Okay. I didn't know, but this young man, I got to know when he was in Westfield. I got to know him when they had their church down in Connecticut. They had it in West Hartford, I believe it. No. West
Haven.
Huh?
North Haven,
Connecticut, yes. And I believe one of his daughters is still running that church, which was a big church. But visited there quite often. Mm-hmm. Now, the interpretation of a dream is in Daniel chapter 7. And a few weeks ago, there was a gentleman who shared that Daniel chapter 7 describes what happened with Wade. Roe was his Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah. And he declared it as a gift from God, and he was able to pinpoint this particular verse, which I thought was truly awesome. Because again, you know, a lot of the church didn't believe that it would ever change. Mm-hmm. But it did change in a year of Jubilee. Mm-hmm. And just before the 50th year, God put his finger there. So we're not done with that. Now, in verse 17, that's chapter 7, Daniel 7, The four great beasts are four kingdoms that will rise from the earth, but the saints of the Most High will receive the kingdom and will possess it forever. Yes, forever and ever. So that's down the road. We're not there yet. Okay? We'll possess it, but we're not. I mean, we can look at it. We can see it. But living in it, sometimes by faith, yes. Verse 19. Then I wanted to know the true meaning of the fourth beast, which was different from all the others and most terrifying, with its iron teeth and bronze claws. The beast that crushed and devoured its victim and trampled underfoot whatever was left. I also wanted to know about the 10 horns on its head and about the other horn that came up from, excuse me, that came up before, which three of them fell. The horn that looked more imposing than the others and that had eyes and a mouth and spoke boastfully. As I watched, this horn was waging war against the saints and defeating them. That describes what's been going on for how many years now? We have not had victories, except for Roe now. For how long? The church has been under siege by darkness. Yes. You can see it. You can see the dividing forces. You can see what they're doing. And they chew us up and walk on us and make believe we don't exist. Verse 22 is very important. Until the Ancient of Days came and pronounced judgment in favor of the saints of the Most High. Who are you?
The saints of the Most High.
Yeah. So who's the judge that is ruling over the Supreme Court? So Papa's court declared these saints are going to get freed up. Okay? And the time came when they possessed the kingdom. Time. So that's down the road from my perspective. There's going to be a day where the kingdom will be fully visible in the church. And that, you know, just like you said, you know, you've got a young lady that's very alive and bringing deliverance and so on. Grace Church of Christ is now a deliverance ministry. The people that have started it, they're calling it deliverance something. I forgot the particular name. So God knows what he's doing.
Yes, he does.
Huh?
Yes, he does.
Plus, if you keep on reading a little bit more, you'll actually see how it happens again. And this time, it talks about the 3.5 years of trial. So you know, by the next level, that this is precursor to the next level of judgment and criticalness. And then there will be a challenge. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to just lift your hands to Jesus and say, Holy Spirit, you're the one that has the living water.
You're the one who has the living water.
If I need to understand something here,
if I need to understand something,
wash my unbelief away.
Wash my unbelief away.
And let me see,
what Daniel saw.
Just like that church was visible.
Just like that church.
When Yvonne looked out the window. It was her victory then. Right now, I need a victory. So that I don't see just darkness coming out of Washington and New York and all the places that are trying to destroy Christianity. They will not win. Because God is in charge.
Because God is in charge.
And he has already made a statement. He saw how we have been abused.
He saw how we have been abused.
And he's standing on our side.
And he's standing on our side.
And he declared.
And he declared.
Loud and clear.
Loud and clear.
Judgment has come in our favor.
Judgment has come in our favor.
And we will see it.
And we will see it.
And I pray soon.
And I pray soon.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Any questions?